Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 8, 1903, America, New York. Rental costs jump as workers return to the office. People looking to rent a property are paying £62 more a month than pre-pandemic, says Zoopla. February 8, 1902, America, New York. Half-term travel. UK families avoid Spain over jab rules. Spain's rule barring unvaccinated over 12s means UK travelers are opting for Mexico and Turkey instead. February 8, 1901, America, New York. Further Brexit disruption to trade, warn MPs. Government must do more to see introduction of new import controls go smoothly, a committee says. February 8, 1900, America, New York. Lyft stock sinks as Chipotle gains in post-market trade on fourth quarter earnings. Lyft shares sank after the closing bell on a mixed earnings report from the rideshare company. Chipotle saw upside movement after the company reported success in raising the price for menu items. February 8, 1800, America, New York. iPad deliveries remain squeezed as Apple prioritizes iPhones. Buyers endure 9-week waits as procurement champ hit by constraints. February 8, 1800, America, New York. Australian dollar forecast. AUD, USD on cusp of opening range breakout. AUD, USD may stage a larger recovery over the coming days if the exchange rate manages to clear the opening range for February. February 8, 1758, America, New York. Disney, Sony, ViacomCBS view Indian cricket as streaming prize. Bidding for Indian Premier League rights, a likely lure for India's sizable base of potential subscribers, is set to begin. February 8, 1752, America, New York. Preach what you practice. Rules are only for the little people. California Governor Newsom is at it again, breaking rules that he wants to punish us for breaking. And he gets away with it. February 8, 1728, America, New York. Chipotle plans to expand as sales grow. Chipotle Mexican Grill said it increased menu prices again, helping to boost sales in the past few months as it pursues a plan to build hundreds of more stores in the coming year. February 8, 1709, America, New York. IRS's struggles with backlogs draw scrutiny from lawmakers, taxpayers. Members of Congress bemoaned the IRS's old technology, urged the agency to consider waiving some penalties, and expressed frustration at the effect on taxpayers. February 8, 1709, America, New York. Australian company to build EV charging station factory in Tennessee. The factory announcement is one in a series of developments that the White House said is taking place to support the build-out of a national network of charging stations for electric vehicles. February 8, 1639, America, New York. Starbucks fires organizers as union threat grows. The coffee giant rejects accusations of retaliation after firing staff at one of its locations in Memphis. February 8, 1638, America, New York. Lyft's revenue jumps 70% as rider spending increases. The ride-hailing company said longer, higher ride revenue in the latest period offset weaker-than-expected ridership numbers. February 8, 1635, America, New York. First FT, SoftBank to seek U.S. listing for ARM after NVIDIA sale collapses. Plus, Eileen Gu's first gold at Beijing Olympics, and Macron says Putin promises not to escalate Ukraine crisis. February 8, 1635, America, New York. Central Bank Watch, BOC, RBA, and AMP. RBNZ interest rate expectations update. Rate hikes are coming, a matter of when, not if. February 8, 1606, America, New York. Justice Department says it seized $3.6 billion worth of Bitcoin stolen in 2016 hack. The value of the Bitcoin at the time it was seized last week marks the department's largest ever financial seizure, officials said. February 8, 1500, America, New York. USD, CAD rate defends February opening range ahead of US CPI report. The update to the US Consumer Price Index, CPI, may influence the near-term outlook for USD, CAD as inflation is expected to increase for the fifth consecutive month. February 8, 1500, America, New York. China fell far short of promises it made to purchase American goods. New data show that China effectively bought none of the additional $200 billion in goods it promised to as part of a 2020 trade deal. February 8, 1500 America, New York, BTC, USD price setup, Bitcoin bulls run into resistance at $44,000. Bitcoin prices benefited from a shift in risk appetite, but geopolitical tensions and US CPI data may provide an additional catalyst for price action. February 8, 1439 America, New York, comparing dogs and wolves, with reference to human self-domestication. Based on claims that dogs are less aggressive and show more sophisticated socio-cognitive skills compared with wolves, dog domestication has been invoked to support the idea that humans underwent a similar, self-domestication, process. February 8, 1408 America, New York, U.S. households took on $1 trillion in new debt in 2021. The increase, the largest since 2007, was largely the result of a big jump in mortgages and auto loans. February 8, 1344 America, New York, record high seizure of $5 billion in stolen Bitcoin. Two suspects allegedly conspired to launder the money after it was stolen by a hacker in 2016. February 8, 1328 America, New York, Euro bond markets risk getting carried away. The ECB's rising worries about inflation may not yet amount to a hawkish pivot. February 8, 1328 America, New York, Starbucks fires Memphis workers involved in unionization efforts. A company spokesman said the workers had violated several policies. The union organizing stores accused Starbucks of retaliation. A union is seeking to organize workers at Starbucks stores nationwide. February 8, 1308 America, New York, Wall Street fights to keep talent, but money isn't always enough. Banks are raising pay to fend off investment firms, fintechs and crypto startups. Still, leaving is often about something other than always having more and more. Amy Wu Stratton left Citigroup to start a website for Asian women. February 8, 1308 America, New York, Wall Street fights to keep talent, but money isn't always enough. Banks are raising pay to fend off investment firms, fintechs and crypto startups. Still, leaving is often about something other than always having more and more. Amy Wu Stratton left Citigroup to start a website for Asian women.